Says the Chaim, mean that every single person, the bottom of his heart, he has hidden kashas there, why things in his life are a certain way. Hidden kashas that he might not even tell anybody. And they bother him, they hurt him. And some people get undermined from those kashas. They get depressed, they get all kind of stuff, and it holds them back from doing what they're supposed to do. They have kashas, why this, why that, parnasa, this kasha, that kasha. And these are the shenis achayim. And this is really a major sign in B'tachin, of not realizing, or yet realizing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Hashkachas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tailor-making every single person's life. Hashem is tailor-making every single person's life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a lashon that from the fact that you see that everybody has a different life, even though we all have the same similar lives, we all eat breakfast and go to sleep, on the other hand, the fact that we all have different lives, that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest in us. Because if he just wanted to set us on a motion program like he does to animals, everyone's the same, whatever. The fact that we all have different lives shows how much he's chafetz in our lives. That each person has a different neshama, everyone has a different tachlas achayim. And the Baruch Hu is tailor-making every single person's life according to their ma'isim and according to their neshama. And that's why every person has a different life. And the Baruch Hu is busy with it. He didn't just set us on a program. We don't have the same life. It should be like communism. Everyone makes the same money. It's not like that. One guy's rich, one guy's poor. One guy this starts, one guy that starts. One guy easy, one guy hard. The Baruch Hu is tailor-making every single person's life. And the sign of Chaim is to be makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting up and taking care of you every single step of the way. That's the outlook to answer the Nisyon Nisachayim. When you look around and you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of every single animal, every single cat, he's able to get his mouth, he has the kaychas to get it, every single behemoth, the birds have their ability to catch the fish they need to get, to have the right feet, the right beaks, every single animal has a kaychas, the nefesh, to get his, so you see the Baruch Hu Mamash taking care of every single thing with Pratis. So, if the Baruch Shel Olam created us with the midas and the kaychas and the parnasa and the olam has, they're all set up for a person's shleimus in this world and the next world. Hashem is personally involved in our lives, taking care of every single step. There's even a plant that most plants don't live off animals. Most plants, they get water and they get the minerals, but there's some plants that actually eat insects. There's a plant called a pitcher plant that's shaped like a vegetable pitcher, and it has a very interesting smell that attracts bugs to come to it. And when the bugs come, it's very slippery, the walls are very slippery, and the bugs slip right down, and it's like water enzymes on the bottom that hop up the bugs and devour them and disintegrate, and it goes in, the plant lives off it. It's a pellet. If the Baruch Hu is taking 100% care of a plant in the Amazon rainforest, don't you think he's taking care of you, every single prat? You have to internalize that.